Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, rainy today, high near 41 degrees. Southeast wind with gust as high as 26 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. Tonight, rain in the evening and overnight, then snow possibly mixed with rain, low around 29. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible, and on Thursday, snow likely, possibly mixed with rain, becoming all snow after 4 p.m., cloudy with a high near 34, chance of precipitation is 70%, new snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting that Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is one of 15 senators and more than 50 U.S. representatives asking President Joe Biden to use an executive order to require paid sick days for railroad workers. Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, sent a letter to Biden on Friday urging him to take the action a week after Congress passed and the president signed legislation ratifying a contract for railroad workers, averting a strike that threatened to shut down all rail traffic nationwide. Baldwin joined the letter along with Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan, who was one of 52 House members to sign. The absence of paid sick days in the contract was among the reasons four unions rejected the agreement before Congress imposed it, a contract amendment that would have guaranteed rail workers 7 days paid sick leave per year passed the House but stalled in the Senate, despite the backing of a majority of senators because it didn't clear the threshold of 60 votes required to move it forward. The letter says that granting paid sick days to the 115,000 railroad workers covered by the contract would cost the railroad industry collectively $321 million, less than 2% of their annual profits. The letter says a 2015 executive order signed by President Barack Obama that established paid sick leave for federal contractors could be expanded to include railroad employees who were excluded from that order on the basis of federal contracts with freight carriers. The letter also suggests that the Department of Transportation could institute the requirement as part of the department's duty to promote safety in all areas of railroad operations. Again, this story is used with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. And in local news, Westby Dairy farmer Darren Von Ruden was reelected president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union last weekend in Wisconsin Dells, where more than 200 family farmers and rural advocates gathered for the organization's 92nd annual state convention. Von Ruden has been active with Farmers Union at the local, state, and national levels. He is a 7-time recipient of the Silver Star Award, the National Farmers Union's highest recognition of membership development. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.